Anders Thorheim, hello.
Hi.
So tell us first about when the Red Cross was notified about the Viking Sky incident and how you went about mobilizing your volunteers.
Yeah, we were notified by local authorities about 2:30 on Saturday. We quickly assessed the situation and decided to scramble our search and rescue volunteers, who always maintain a certain level of readiness in the region, scramble them and went into further dialogue with the local authorities, waiting to be tasked with the assignments following the evacuation of the Viking Sky.
And from what I understand, passengers were taken from the helicopters to the municipality of Freina before they were taken to the towns of either Mora or Romsdal. Could you just talk us through about the kind of support the Red Cross offered at those different points?
After a quick assessment, we found out that the passengers who had undergone stressful situation. They had been through a very frightening and difficult experience, so we saw that they would probably in the need of both physical and psychosocial first aid and other more practical support, and that is primarily what we offered at the reception center, but also in general to try to create a safe environment for these evacuees.
And, you know, as we've been doing our interviews for this story today, whether it's with experts, maritime safety experts in Norway, or the Norwegian Search and Rescue or environmental groups in Norway, they've all said that, you know, everything went very, very well in this particular incident, but that it had happened in the Norwegian Arctic, that they wouldn't have been able to respond as quickly. From the Red Cross point of view, if you were faced with a similar situation in the Norwegian Arctic, would you have been able to mobilize the resources necessary to respond to a cruise ship of this size needing assistance?
Well, on Norwegian mainland, we have our Red Cross search and rescue volunteers in a certain level of readiness all along our coastline. But the further north you go, it's less densely populated, and that goes also for our Red Cross representation. So it's likely to think that our preparedness is not as good in the far northern part of Norway as it is in the area where this specific event took place. So what we see is that there's a growing number of cruise ships now going through these more Arctic areas, and we are also trying to meet the potential needs and sort of the dangers that entails in our preparedness contingency planning.
And what sort of things have you been able to come up with for those potential situations?
Well, it's in cooperation also with local authorities. We're stressing these matters. We also cooperate with neighboring countries, and also working on different scenarios that are relevant to such an event, especially with the Arctic climate, which would pose an even more difficult situation, especially if it happens during wintertime.
And do you think that you know, sort of in the Nordics, that you found a solution to this yet? This is an issue that we talk about in Canada a lot as well, is, you know, how to respond in Arctic waters when there's less infrastructure, and not even a matter of just saving people, but once you bring them back to small communities, where do you put them? What do you do with them? How do you give them the medical services that they need? You know, from what you've seen, is have you found some solutions, or is it still sort of under discussion and exploration?
Well, I think this this cooperation we have going with local authorities, where we try to fill in the gaps where possible. As you mentioned, where do we put the evacuees in these small societies along the coast? This is where we have contingency planning, describing how volunteers from the Red Cross, but also from other organizations, can sort of fill in the gaps and support the government or public search and rescue assets should this happen in a less populated area. But without a doubt, it would pose a more difficult situation for us if it should occur in those areas. And so whether or not it's resolved, it's difficult to say that anything in sort of preparedness work is resolved completely. But we are very aware that the resources are a lot more scarce in the north compared to the south.
And if we go back now to the west coast of Norway, what are your organization looking at for the rest of this week? Is there still assistance that needs to be given to the passengers? And sort of how will the Red Cross be sort of seeing through the rest of this week?
Well, we will continue to provide our assistance to local municipality wherever needed, all the way until the last passenger has left the area safely onto a plane or to some other means of transportation out of the area.
Anders Thorheim, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.